Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, the Dodgers held on 4-3 against the Rockies. Mookie Betts with an RBI single in the bottom of the eighth inning gave LA the lead. LA has the best record in baseball at 61-33. Kyle Schwarber hit his major league leading 32nd home run of the season, but the Phillies lost to the Reds 11-5. While the Twins walked it off against the Guardians on an Allen Road and RBI single to win it 6-5, the Cardinals had a 5-1 win over the Brewers, snapping their eight-game losing streak, and the Rays shut out the Yankees 3-0, extending Tampa Bay's lead in the AL East to 5 games. In the NBA, free agent center Mo Bamba has agreed to a 2-year deal to return to the Jazz. And the World Cup continues on Thursday with the quarterfinals between France and Morocco, and you can catch all the action on Fox TV, and it all starts at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. In the WNBA, the Sparks beat the Fever 106-92.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Judge finds sufficient evidence to try suspect on murder charges. Engineering contract for Bob Jones gap closure project approved. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny in the afternoon. Highs right around 100. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a Superior Court judge has found sufficient evidence to hold a man to answer on charges of murder. Evidence has been established that on November 13, 2025, 23-year-old Abel Santiago and his brother, Francisco Santiago, picked up the victim of the shooting, Margarito Ventura Ventura, in Santa Maria. The brothers drove the victim through Santa Maria in a route that avoided more than 150 license plate reading cameras, then traveled northbound on the 101 into San Luis Obispo County, where the victim's cell phone activity ceased. The brothers then took the victim east onto Highway 166 and at Sweet Creek. The victim was removed from the vehicle and shot several times, according to the DA's office. Following the murder, Abel Santiago destroyed evidence of the shooting and tried to flee the country. He was stopped before he could leave, arrested, and interviewed. The Rinconada prescribed burn that was initially scheduled for yesterday has been postponed until Friday, July 10th. The Rinconada burn will be held outside of Santa Margarita in coordination with private landowners and target yellow star thistle. Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project to begin construction. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. On Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board voted 4-0 to award a contract to Sousa Engineering Contracting for the first stage in the Bob Jones Gap Closure Project. Supervisor John Pichong recused himself from voting. The $10.5 million construction contract will span from the Octagon Barn Trailhead to Clover Ridge Lane, with construction starting early September. The Bob Jones Gap Closure Project has been in the works for years, plagued with delays and negotiations with property owners along the proposed site. Bearcat Athletics will be selling season passes, reserved football seating, parking passes, and punch cards for the 2026-27 school year. Reserved football seating includes gate admission and a reserved seat for all five home regular season varsity football games. Also available are parking passes for $100, guaranteeing a parking spot in the covered solar lot at Louis Flamson Junior High School for all home JV and varsity football games. An all-sports season pass provides admission to all regular season home athletic contests during the fall, winter, and spring seasons. Complete information about ticket options, parking passes, and passes can be found at Paso Robles High School's website. Those wishing to pay by cash or by check may do so during designated athletic office sales windows in August. The California Mid-State Fair will be holding three special admission days this year through discounted admission, along with free nonprofit expos for each day's theme. The days are Seniors Day, July 17th, Kids Day, July 24th, and Armed Forces Day, July 25th. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park continue tonight. Tonight's entertainment will be Michelle Lambert, a pop folk singer and songwriter that has toured out of Nashville, Los Angeles, Miami, and Denver. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the downtown city park. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 4-3, the Padres over the Diamondbacks 10-4, the Angels beat the Rangers 13-1, the Tigers over the Athletics 6-1, the Blue Jays shut out the Giants 10-0, the Rays shut out the Yankees 3-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the Rockies, the Padres will go against the Diamondbacks, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Athletics will go against the Tigers, the Yankees will face the Rays. In California news, two 15-year-olds in Northern California were arrested after drinking in the back seat of a self-driving vehicle and shooting water beads into the streets. Waymo, the operator of the self-driving vehicle, alerted law enforcement and forced the vehicle into a parking lot remotely. The San Mateo Police Department detained the two boys and warned people about underage drinking. A California man has lost his hand after attempting to clean up firework debris and trash on a beach. Jason Turner was walking along Point St. George Beach in Crescent City on July 5th when a bomb-like device unexpectedly went off, resulting in the loss of his hand. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Jason's family on the difficult road to recovery. California Governor's Office announced that since a cannabis enforcement task force was established in 2022, the state has seized and destroyed more than 840,000 pounds of illicit cannabis, valued at more than $1.3 billion. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRO News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Some of the world's most sought-after natural flavors come from plants that are very difficult to grow or may only produce small amounts of the compounds we desire. Dr. Matt DeLeo with Ella Life Systems says molecular farming could change that by producing some of these compounds in crops that farmers already know how to grow at scale.
The reason why vanilla is a great example, you know, we all are very familiar with it, and it's actually an orchid that grows in the rainforest. And it's not even really grown in agriculture. And when you go to the grocery store, there's almost no real vanilla in any of those products, but there's a huge amount of vanilla flavored ones. And what that is that there's a single chemical. It's one of the main chemicals in vanilla. It's called vanillin. And you can make it really cheaply now using synthetic chemistry. And so everything in the grocery store that tastes like vanilla is pretty much this imitation vanilla molecule, as opposed to the extract in the spice section where it's $15 for a little vial. There's all these amazing, rich, healthy, delicious molecules that are just too expensive or too variable to really be put into the food products. And that's something that I think we can really address with molecular farming, because we can produce that exact same chemical in a crop like corn that we know how to produce at scale and we know how to produce relatively inexpensively.
Hello's first product is a monk fruit sweetener molecule that can be grown in crops like watermelons.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations, with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Replenish nutrients in your crops to reach stronger yields at harvest. Utilize PK from Helena as a foliar nutrient system designed to boost plant performance during reproduction. It gives your crop the extra energy it needs during critical growth stages to increase uptake and utilization of soil and foliar applied nutrients. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn how Utilize PK can impact your success this season. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A third round of bilateral negotiations is scheduled for the week of July 20th, and the California Avocado Commission is asking to put American farmers first as trade talks with Mexico continue. The avocado industry points to concerns over market oversupply from imports, pest inspections, and cartel involvement in parts of Mexico's avocado supply chain. The commission is urging federal officials to consider a seasonal tariff rate quota during California's March through September harvest season. A set volume of Mexican avocados could still enter the U.S. at a zero tariff, while imports above that level would face a higher tariff. President Ken Melbin of the Avocado Commission says they're asking for a fair opportunity to compete during California's harvest season while protecting domestic avocado production. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs right around 100. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny Monday, sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Low 90s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday, upper 90s Tuesday, 100 on Wednesday, 94 a week from today. Currently it is 57 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks turned higher after a mixed open, though investors are monitoring tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Crude oil prices are little changed from yesterday. Brent crude at $77 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at $72. PepsiCo shares down nearly 5% after it reported a mixed quarter. CEO Ramon LaGuardia says currently its customers are buying fewer snacks as they pay more at the gas pump. As a result, even though it's seeing more shoppers, they're not buying as much. He says PepsiCo will continue trying to win back shoppers by cutting more prices. There's a disappointing reading on the housing market for June. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales declined last month, down 2.4%, and home prices rose to a record. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Alrighty, enjoy your concerts in the park tonight, and you can do that by heading to the Red Scooter Deli right across the street there, and remember they also are next to the pet department, but they're now open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday, so you can plan your dinner for the concerts in the park, and don't forget to use promo code KPRL for 15% off your order. You can order online, redscooterdeli.com, or call them at 805-237-1794.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, there were tough men, and then there were tough men. In today's story, a tough man meets up with a tough man. And as you shall see, tough beats tough. The year was 1871. Mexican-born Juan Bedino was working as a cowboy in Texas. But Juan actually preferred working as a hired gun. Thinking there may be some opportunities for his gun in Kansas, Juan signed up for a cattle drive. The trail boss was a 22-year-old named Billy Cohen. Driving cattle was probably the hardest work a cowboy could do. About a third of the cowboys quit before the drive was over, and only about a third ever went on another drive. Because Juan didn't like what he was doing, he wasn't pulling his weight, and trail boss Cohen called him on it several times. Finally, on July 5, 1871, it resulted in gunplay between the two, and Juan killed the trail boss. He immediately headed south toward the Indian Territory. Many a tough man has killed another man and fled, never to be caught or heard from again. But in this case, the 22-year-old trail boss happened to be the friend of an 18-year-old John Wesley Hardin. Now, Hardin was tough. He had already been in almost 10 gunfights and killed more than that many people. In fact, when he heard about his friend, Hardin hadn't even had time to clean his gun from his last killing. Immediately, Wes Hardin and three of his friends took off after Juan. And on July 7, they found him eating at a cafe in Bluff City, Kansas. Wes Hardin entered the cafe. Hardin supposedly asked Juan to surrender, and Juan supposedly refused. In any event, tough man Wes Hardin shot tough man Juan Bedino in the head at point-blank range.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Triuncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Community matters, and at RE/MAX Success, it always has. Since 2020, together with Success Charities, they've raised and donated over $385,000 right here in our community. Everyone's asking, what's the market doing? Well, here's the truth. Things are heating up. If you're thinking about buying or selling, now is the time to talk to your trusted real estate professional. RE/MAX, voted number one most trusted agents. RE/MAX Success, local, proven, trusted.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a Superior Court judge has found sufficient evidence to hold 23-year-old Abel Santiago on trial. The DA's office says Santiago and his brother picked up the victim, Margarito Ventura Ventura, in Santa Maria, drove him to San Luis Obispo County, and shot him before attempting to dispose of the evidence and flee the country. Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board voted 4-0 to award a contract to Sousa Engineering for the first stage of the Bob Jones Gap Closure Project. The $10.5 million contract will span from the Octagon Barn Trailhead to Clover Ridge Lane. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs right around 100. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Less than a month after destroying the Democratic field, winning the Senate primary in Maine with 72% of the vote, Graham Plattner is out following a rape allegation.
The things that have been claimed did not happen. It's not real.
He didn't apologize in that video for very serious allegations against him, like rape. Instead, he defended himself in an 11-minute video that he posted on X. Plattner also blaming the Democratic establishment for forcing him out.
Fox's Elizabeth Adams reporting. Supporters of the former Olympic canoe racer David Hearn. Outside D.C. Superior Court, as Hearn maintains he did not damage the renovated Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool, pleading not guilty. His defense lawyers and other Trump administration critics labeling case as an abuse of prosecutorial power. America is listening to Fox News.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds. Top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you in meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Well, a little bit changed. That chance that was 30 of some light drizzle has gone away. But it's going to be hot, 100 degrees. So handle it, take care of it, make sure you and the animals are hydrated. All right. So clear tonight, overnight lows right around 60, mainly sunny. Upper 90s on your Friday here in the North County. And as we head out to Saturday, we'll drop down to the low 90s, upper 80s Sunday, Monday low 90s. Back up, upper 90s on Tuesday, 100 next Wednesday, and a week from today, mid 90s. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:55 a.m., 8:22 p.m. We are at 60 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon, Dave Duringer will be in with Karen. They're talking about some shooting stances and other gun tips for you. And then Josh Friedman and Dave, they are well-versed, particularly Josh, as he's been over in Ukraine. And Dave has some relatives over there. They'll be talking about changes in the Ukraine war that has kind of got lost here since February? All right, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing 24/7. They'll be there. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us.
Turn it up. KPRL.
Okay, our completely unscientific but absolutely accurate survey here on the slow cog sales tax here in the county. Coming up in November, it's 25-6. 25 no, 6 yes. And for those of you who have just joined us, let me remind you that the total projected cost of this Bob Jones Trail, this project builds 4.5 miles per a new 4.5 mile path, $48 million. That's projected. Okay. The friends of the Bob Jones Trail, who went in front of the County Board of Supervisors to, well, just say cry and what else, these type of groups, they go up there, they were going to contribute. They were going to help out. Well, they did. They helped out to the tune of $270,000. That's a little shy of the $48 million. So the rest of us can be on the hook for 4.5-mile trail. All right? So Slocog wants to increase the sales tax so we can take care of the roads, because Our County Board of Supervisors put their priorities to homeless a couple of years ago at number one, and they dropped roads, which was a priority, down to, what, six or eight, something like that. So the decision will be yours coming up. But we're doing our completely unscientific thing here today. Speaking of, on the text, no on all requests for more money. A politician, anybody spending public funds at any level, never has enough money and no sense of responsibility in spending it. Alrighty. My unscientific vote, just say no, no on new taxes. No on any new taxes. I'm on the verge of being homeless. I can give two you-know-whats about the Bob Jones Trail. Oh, sorry to hear the other thing. Let's see here. Also on the text. Covered parking lot at high school games. Rich kids, parents parking. No, that what that really is, it's the... Chris, that's where the solar panels are, right?
Yeah, over there in the middle school's parking lot.
Yeah, that's the solar panels. It's just like it is up at the high school. They have the solar panels there, so you know it sounds like a covered parking lot. So it's not a per se deliberately built as a. The parking lot was there, so they needed to put the solar lights in. So that's it. Which, by the way, this may be a question to ask somebody on the school board. If the school and those people that are responsible would give the information, and hopefully it's good news, how much money, one, was spent on putting in these solar lights, and how much money have we saved since that was done under the pirate Williams? Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
So are we going to change the name of the Bob Jones Trail to the Million Dollar Trail? A million a mile?
Well, I don't know, the money trail or something like that, but yeah, this is ridiculous.
How much do you think the county is charging to administer the grant? Every one of these grants, they administer and take a percentage of the money for people we already pay to be there, and then they put that money somewhere else.
You mean the people that help get the grant get paid?
Yeah, you pay to get a grant for a certain amount. We're paying employees to write up the stuff to get the grant. You get the grant, and then a certain percentage of the grant is administrative cost to administer the grant.
Well, that's their job, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're already paying them to be there. Why are we paying them to be there if they're going to get paid to administer the thing?
Well, no, I understand your point.
Every one of these things, I don't care if it's a water deal, if it's a road deal, be good to if John Hammond would come on. Oh, you know, when you fix those different streets and you get these grants for these rounds, how much do they keep for themselves as administrative costs?
Well, that's why people need to ask the questions at the meetings.
Yeah, I got one for Chris. So, what do you think? And I don't think you ever used one of these because I think they were pretty much gone before you came into the picture. You guys were talking about the phones the other day. How about everybody that never seen one before gives up their cell phone for 4 or 5 years and we bring back pay phones and phone booths? And you need to make a call, then you can just use a phone booth.
I've used a phone booth before.
And the ripped up phone book that used to hang there with all the pages missing.
There wasn't a phone book there, but I just had to call home, so I didn't need to use it either way.
All right, Greg. Now, do you think, and you're right, I know this is fun. Do you think even anybody with a phone, cell phone, would give up their phone for 4 or 5 years?
Well,
they're not giving it up for 2 days.
I didn't have a phone for long. I remember when the pager thing started.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And these guys at work, everybody had pay. And I said, "What are you guys wearing those pagers for?" Well, in case my wife has to get a hold. I said, "She knows where you're at. You're at the fire station. You're here for 24 hours. What do you need a pager? All she has to do is call the fire station. Or you're supposed to call when she sends you a little beep." And so one day I was just screwing around. I said, "I'll never get one of those." So I hung my garage door opener on my belt, and they all thought I got a pager. And I said, "No, watch this. And I had changed the numbers in it so I could work the doors at the station. And I go, look.
Now,
you gotta,
okay, at the risk of getting myself and yourself in trouble, why would any guy voluntarily want to put on a pager to get paged by his wife?
You tell me. I don't know. I never had one. I feel very lucky. Next week is my 49th wedding anniversary to the same woman. So I never needed a pager. She knows where I'm at.
Well, yeah, I remember when the pages came into vogue, but I know it. A couple of the radio, well, no, the one radio station worked at, the manager, he made people get them. Not for us on air, but the right. For the salespeople and a couple of others.
Because he wanted to know where they were during the business time.
Yeah.
I mean, on a piece of equipment, on a fire apparatus, they pretty much know where we're all the time, because when we're in the station, they know we're in the station, because when you leave the station, you're notifying the command that where you are, so where you can respond from. So you're pretty much, they know where we're at. We're either in the station or somewhere in our district, or we're on some kind of assignment that they sent us on,
mm-hmm.
which no big deal, but not when you're off.
Right.
Well, and
I understand, you know, because you do look back once in a while and say, you know, how did we survive without all this stuff now? And somehow we did, but you got to admit, a lot of it has made things a little bit more, maybe not necessarily easier, but more convenient.
Yeah, I mean, I like the phone for work more than, I mean, I don't like all the messaging. I mean, little small messages are fine. It's a lot easier and takes a lot less time to just call somebody and tell them, hey, what are we doing? Okay, thanks. Bye. Instead of typing back and forth, doing whatever. And it works good on the ranch. I like it for building stuff because I can take pictures. If I take something apart that I'm not sure of, I can document what I did to put it back together. And there's, obviously, there's a lot of good advantages with the thing, but, you know, I don't need it to be tracked, and I don't need it to do. It's more for business otherwise. When I first got out here, because just like you, I mean, I didn't have phone service. I didn't even have a phone line here. You guys, that's the other thing. When you come to Highway 41 and Creston Road, there's a established area right there where all the phone lines come to. That's where the hard line more or less stops. Then it runs from there. That's like the hub. Then it runs to all the spokes to different areas. And then it runs down 229 past Creston towards me about halfway, another 4.5 miles. That place right there, if there wasn't a battery, it has a battery house, and they never replace the batteries. And they have a place to plug in a generator. So when we would get bad weather, the phone would go out, the landline, because there wasn't any power, because their battery backup didn't work, because they never replaced the batteries.
Uh-huh.
And it would take them a certain amount of time before they would bring a generator, if they would at all, to run it during that time so that you would have phone service. And then all the way down the rest of the way, you see those little, I don't know, about 2 foot, 3 foot high towers that have the phone lines in them, and the rodents get in there in the wintertime and ruin the wire connections. And so when you're in town, you're on the hard line. You're on the best part of it. When you're out in the sticks, you're on the worst part of it, and it doesn't work all the time. I got rid of my landline 2 years ago because I was paying $100 a month for 50% service. And I go, I could just get another cell phone and lay it on the counter, and it would be better. And if you live out in the sticks, you should have a backup generator. So, yeah, we had a power outage the other night for an hour and a half, but I have a backup generator. So I didn't have a power outage. But it's part of living out here. It doesn't bother me, but there were so many added things on that bill for other taxes and other people that weren't even part of the service.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, and I'm like, yeah. Why am I paying for somebody else to have a phone?
I know. That's, I forget, that started, what, probably 20 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, long time. I mean, originally just like you, because I put the power in here underground a mile, and I put the phone lines in here. The phone, AT&T or whoever gave me the wire and said, hey, we'll just give you this stuff if you install it. And I was already trenching for the power line. I said, yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran a three-pair system to every parcel so you could have two phone lines and a fax line.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, most of that didn't get used, but it's there. It's all installed if I ever wanted to turn it back on, but I ain't never going to turn it back on.
Yep. Well, people that choose live out in certain areas, you live with the decision, and you should know that. Greg, I got another call.
All right. Take care, you guys.
All right. Thanks. You too. Hello. You're on the air. 238-577-5238-KPRL, 25-6 are against the slow cog tax. 25 said no. 6 said yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with it. We got to have safe roads. We got to save the children. We got to save the puppies. We got to save grandmas and so forth and so on. We need to have better roads. No, you put the pressure on the people that you elect to allocate properly to the, shall we say, priorities. That would be the main infrastructure of whether it's our county or our cities. That's what you do. If you want to have your Christmas list, then may I suggest that you cough up all the money like the friends of the Bob Jones Trail people said they would do, and you pay for it. Not me. Not me. But you want to make everybody else, because it's okay that the board changed the priorities. And as I said in the 6 o'clock hour, our county and our city leaders have been just beaming over the success of the growth in the county with the wine. And this is, you know, good restaurants, nicer places and so forth. Where'd the money go? Where'd the money go? Why do you keep raising taxes? If everything was Shangri-La, where did it all go? Nope. Accountability. Let's see here. On the text, it was their choice to remove roads from being a priority, so screw their tax. Well, yes. Let's see here. No taxes, especially Bob Jones. Well, we have no choice. This is not the tax for the Bob Jones Trail. The Bob Jones Trail is done. Again, this is a projected $48 million project of 4.5 miles. Okay, so here is a somewhat of a breakdown of that $48 million. Local county, $17.5 million. State and federal, the rest. Okay? I don't understand. Well, people do this for a living. Greg was mentioning that for these grants. If I apply for a grant from the federal government for something like this, which is not a priority, this is just, again, putting more extra cream on the cake. We don't need it. What we need is money for our infrastructure. So I wish the federal government would look at this as individual cities or counties, whatever, and say, you know what? They have money problems right now, and they're wanting to build something that's not a priority at all. We're not going to give them the money. But we don't do that. We just hand out the taxpayer money to make everything look nice and puffy, and, you know, it's everything's Christmas morning. It is absolutely a inane way to run a government, both at the state, local, and federal level. A lot of these grants, you know, again, because we've been talking about it frequently, on the wasted billions of dollars through federal programs, just the federal programs, not counting the state, it's in the billions of dollars. And yet, The government keeps coming back and saying they need more taxes. Well, if we wouldn't spend money on frivolous things and look deeper into what happens with the money, I'm not saying they would never have to, you know, raise taxes, but not certainly at the rate that they have been doing all over this place for the last X amount of years. It is incredulous. All right. Let's see here. We've got just a couple left. Let me see here. The money goes to pay payroll for government lazy workers, which we have too many of. Well, there is some thought on that. Remember, they are now, on average, at least in the state of California, they make a higher percent, a higher average salary than the private sector, which is ridiculous. And as we also know, when we've had people moving out of this state to the tune of over $300,000, I'm not even counting the corporations, your governor, Newsom, in this period, this last 4 or 5 year period, he has added 25,000 government jobs. So you have less people, but you hire more government employees. Do you think the average person knows that? I'd be willing to bet no. It's absolutely crazy. All right, let's see here. What else? What do we have here? I don't know, because my wife asked me this the other day, because sometimes there's some commercials that come on, and I just start laughing, and a normal person wouldn't laugh at it. I'm not going to tell you the commercials, because you would just say, Kevin, you're a sick individual. But I do. I don't know why. And when I read this story, I'm giggling now. So this was in 1993. This guy named Gary Hoy, he liked to demonstrate the tensile strength of his building's windows by running up against them and bouncing off, a stunt he had performed many times. However, on this day in 1993, the window glass popped out of the frame and he plummeted 24 stories to his death. One of the Canadian Darwin Awards. I don't know why I, anyway, I'll leave that there. Let's see what else. Here I am again, just doing this. Boy, 1868. The 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution is ratified by the states. It defined U.S. citizenship and granted it to those born or naturalized in the U.S. It also stated that the rights of a citizen could not be removed without due process of the law. And speaking of that, because you can, dovetail history a little bit, think about this. In 1793, Upper Canada passes the Act Against Slavery, prohibiting slavery. That was in 1793. And we were one of the few countries that had to send people to war to die to end slavery. It didn't need to happen. Read the book called The Real Lincoln. The Real Lincoln, I've been telling you about it for years. You may not be shocked, but it's most things that aren't taught in history lessons. And finally on this day, Tarzan breaking record. Well, it was future Tarzan. That was Johnny Weissmuller. He became the first person to swim 100 meters in less than a minute, 58.6 seconds. He did it in 1922, and of course he went on to star in the Tarzan movies. And also, didn't he do those undershirt commercials in the late 60s, early 70s, I think, Johnny Weissmuller? I believe he did. All right, that's it for this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice, KPRL, and thank you very much.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The California Mid-State Fair will be holding 3 special admission days this year through discounted admission and free nonprofit expos. The days are Senior Day, July 17th, Kids Day, July 24th, and Armed Forces Day, July 25th. The Rinconada burn outside of Santa Margarita has been postponed until Friday, July 10th. The burn will target yellow star thistle, a highly invasive plant species that poses environmental, economic, and public safety concerns. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs right around 100. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on, let's see here, Dave Duringer talking about some gun tips and shooting stances and so forth to help you out. And Josh Freedom will be in as well. And together with you, Karen, and the group, they'll discuss the changes in the Ukraine war. Enjoy that. And again, make sure you are taken care of and your animals regarding the heat today. Stay hydrated. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.